after the Holland Tunnel opened from Jersey City to New York, we thought we'd try it to see if there was any advantage to using it. To reach there, we'd go through Linden, New Jersey, where the big gasoline tanks are. And past what was today Newark Airport was the garbage dump for the city of Newark. And every night they burned their garbage. It was not unusual from time to time to see an automobile of burning viciously on the garbage pile with a dead man in it. You couldn't tell from the road that there was a man in it, but when you investigated the fire, you saw it. Now, this was known during the days of Al Capone as taking your opponent for, quote, for a ride, unquote. And they had no hesitance about doing it. Well, one Sunday night, sitting on top of our truck in New York, waiting for the market to open, we heard a couple of shots, and a man fell on the sidewalk across the street. Of course, we just sat there amazed, stupefied. Pretty soon, a policeman showed up, kicked the man, poked him with his club, turned around, walked off. A little later, I forget what it was, a van or something came and picked up the man. Now that was probation. But at the same time, while we were parked waiting for the market to open, there was a saloon there on the corner of Warren Street and West Side Avenue. The saloons in those days had what they called ladies' rooms or family rooms, section, not rooms, section. A portion of the saloon would be what you normally expect of a saloon with a bar and the men in there drinking. But women never sat at the bar. They had a separate room. So we used to set up on the truck and watch the goings on down in the down in the ladies' section. You get part of an education from that.